To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Radio.com Sports presents Big Time Basketball. Longtime NBA journalist Matt Steinmetz brings you an action-packed podcast twice a week, hitting all the top NBA playoff stories with passion.
Yeah!
Steiny is joined by guest contributors throughout the playoffs.
I know why Steph can't get it going, because they're going to guard him face-to-face, and he can't separate anymore.
Download and subscribe today on Radio.com and the new Radio.com app.
If you love soccer, you need to check out the latest soccer podcast on Radio.com. The First 11, featuring Mr. Soccer Bill McDermott. Listen weekly as Bill interviews guests and covers topics from MLS expansion.
We have had some very real support and some real enthusiasm.
To European and Champions Leagues. The First 11, sponsored by Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager, and famous among friends. Download and subscribe today on Radio.com and the new Radio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes at his new time, weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Kyle Hendricks, it seems that the front office of the Cubs and Madden, too, have a particular appreciation for the way that you pitch. Do you think that it would have been that way in other places?
Yeah, I don't think necessarily. You know, at the end of the day, if you get guys out, you're going to be out there. But, you know, going somewhere new, there's always that possibility of proving yourself again, which I've had to do everywhere. But, you know, I'm not concerned about that. But it does mean a lot that Joe and the rest of the front office has such faith in me and, you know, really trust just the way that I pitch and the way that I get guys out. And they're willing to give me big leverage situations. And to already have that trust established, it's a huge deal for me. And so absolutely, I wanted to reciprocate that.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a Radio.com sports station. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our Radio.com sports station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! This hour is brought to you by Burris Equipment. Visit them at burrisequipment.com for details.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
And Caratini in the air to deep left. Tilson will glove it. And the White Sox take game one. A comeback 3-1 win. Eloy Jimenez, former Cubs top prospect, hits the game-winning home run in the ninth. The Cubs will hope for a split tomorrow against Lucas Giolito. I guess the best news today, J.D., is Craig Kimbrell looked good as he's on his way back hopefully will make his Cub debut within the next couple weeks.
Yeah, and next time Chuck Garfine gives Jimenez a ride to the ballpark, we're going to ask him to take a wrong turn somewhere.
Middays on The Score.
Top of the hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Western Conference champion Chicago Wolves would like to thank their loyal fans for making this 25th anniversary so special. Thank you, and see you in October. Looking forward to having a conversation with Layla Rahimi of NBC Sports Chicago, and we can do so right now as she joins us on the Alpamonte Ford hotline. Alpamonte Ford, over 500 new and used vehicles to choose from. Layla, how are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you? Just enjoying
Wonderful.
The first game of the series.
Yeah, quite a finish for the Cubs and the Sox, really. Hopefully more drama on tap for tonight. But that was, I don't know where you rank the Eloy Jimenez homer in this, you know, whole Cubs-Sox series, but we were talking about it earlier, and it's for all of the reasons, you know, baseball reasons, storyline reasons, narrative, meatball stuff. It's got to be one of the top ones, if not very much the top.
Yeah, call me nostalgic, but I still enjoy the punch between Michael Barrett and A.J. Pierzynski. Is that bad? And the Giovanni Soto's face mask. Like, if you grew up outside of Chicago, you always knew Crosstown meant some sort of interesting altercation. No, if you're coming from a baseball standpoint, yeah, it was clutch, right? And given the storylines behind it, it was everything you wanted to see. Jimenez was excited about being at Wrigley. He had been there once before when he was the Cubs minor league player of the year. And as he told our Chuck Garfine in the car, and I guess Chuck has to do that again today now, is that it did mean something to him. It was a dramatic storytelling when he said he got traded from one side of town to the other. So if you're going by storylines and a clutch moment at the right time, that's up there, isn't it?
Well, what's great about him, too, it's clear that he's got some extra sizzle about him. At a time when we want baseball to be more fun and more people are more open to expressiveness in the game, it's fun to root for a guy like that who knows he's good and isn't afraid to show it a little bit, even at his young age, the way he carries himself. I was mentioning earlier in the show today, the fact that his batting stance is unique, something that kids can impersonate when they're screwing around on the playground. I think the whole package with Aloy is really intriguing.
Yeah, and I agree with that. And he doesn't take himself seriously, as we've seen. And he has fun with both his strengths and his weaknesses. One of my favorite moments so far watching him play was in left field in the game in Houston where Lucas Giolito threw a complete game and he made this ridiculous sliding catch to end the eighth inning. And there's no reason he had to do that. It's 3:15 down the left field line at Minute Maid Park. Simple for a left fielder. But he makes this ridiculous sliding grab and then, like he's a gymnast finishing the vault, he sticks the landing and throws his hands up in the air. And that's hilarious to me. And that doesn't even get talked about as much because of all his antics, either with the microphone and Chuck or obviously what he's doing at the plate with his bat.
Giolito's been fantastic all season long for the White Sox. It's been the realization of talent that a number of different franchises have seen in him. I wonder what's been the most impressive thing or standout thing from his season so far to you, Layla.
I think sometimes we all have a tendency to simplify baseball to the point where we don't understand how difficult it is to make minute changes. And to make a wholesale change, like Giolito made in his delivery, where it's much more efficient now, and it keeps him on balance on the mound and has resulted in this night and day difference, is monumental. Nobody understands, I can't possibly fathom how much of a difference that's made. We talk about guys making changes in their batting swings all the time. We talk about the tiniest little things. Think about what he's done in his delivery and how it's paid off. He also, from the mental side, went through it. This is a guy who was marketed at one point as the number one pitching prospect in all of baseball. And then to have that fall from grace like he had, where he finally gets the opportunity with the White Sox to go out and be a starter, and it results the way it does. And then for him to say, this isn't working, I'm going to change everything I'm doing, and to have it pay off the way it has is insane to me. To have that process totally be different and then to have it pay off the way he has and not think about the mental side when he's in those late innings to finish and do what he's been doing against some of the best teams in baseball, I just think it's tremendous. The changeup is obviously the biggest thing, but it's not just the changeup. Working with James McCann is also huge. And then because of that changeup, he's now mixing his pitches, and the way he throws them is more efficient. And then the fastball got better. It's just fascinating to me. I'm going to be breaking it down for a long time, just understanding what he did to get so good so quickly and so obviously.
So much of what he's done is now informed by having read The MVP Machine, the book that is chronicling these massive changes to how we understand baseball. And the fact that he just ditched his sinker completely. He just doesn't throw it anymore because it's a bad pitch. I was reading about Justin Verlander when he got to the Astros. So many of the Astros pitchers, Garrett Cole, when he was recruited by the Astros, when all of these people with all of this tracking data said, here's what you do well, here's what you don't do well. And when smart, thoughtful, self-aware guys like Lucas Giolito find success, it's yet another way that we're destigmatizing nerdism in baseball. That smart guys who do this for a living crave this now. They want this now. It doesn't have to be technical. It doesn't have to be presented to them impossibly. It's simply somebody saying, do more of this, do less of this. And it's amazing what the results could be as quickly.
Yeah, it's also very, very difficult to actually execute. And because you're talking about talents like Giolito, Gerrit Cole, and Justin Verlander, they've made it pretty easy. I was in Houston when Dallas Keuchel really started to turn the corner, and they said to him, stop throwing your curveball. And that's when everything worked for him, and his slider became such an efficient pitch for him. And he threw a one seam, if that makes any sense, or we called it like the seamless. And that's really what turned things around for him, and then he ends up winning the Cy Young in 2015. Houston's known for that. Brent Strom, their pitching coach, is just absolutely fabulous. And then on the Cubs side, one of the biggest examples of embracing analytics is, of course, Kyle Hendricks. And we can't say enough about how he throws. The only comparison there these days is Maddux. It's amazing to watch.
Are you at all? We were pretty surprised that Albert Alzolay wasn't going to get a call here on Thursday to start in lieu of Hendricks, with him being on the DL, shoulder impingement being the issue. Do you figure that they will be as calm as possible in the rotation, knowing that they've got other needs as we approach the deadline? Or do you sense any amount of urgency here at this point?
Well, there's some scuttlebutt saying that in addition to the Kimbrel move, there will be another one made. I think we all have to be on watch, because now that the waiver trade deadline is gone, this trade deadline is going to be crazy. So the Cubs getting Kimbrel acknowledges that they still are in it to win it. They think the window is still open. So it's safe to say that you'd think that some other move is going to be made, right? That just makes sense. But it comes down to the prospect capital, and as we've seen, the monetary capital to try to figure that out. Is adding Kimbrel enough? I tend to think it should be, right? Especially if the Brewers aren't going to add anything. But I wonder if there's going to be any reactionary moves made. And then if so, might that force somebody's hand?
Layla Rahimi, our guest on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. You can follow her on Twitter at Layla Rahimi. She of NBC Sports Chicago. Take us behind the scenes a little bit. When you have your production meetings for the Wintrust Crosstown series, how much do you understand that you've got to kind of play the hits when it comes to finding the married couple that's a Sox fan and a Cub fan, or the best friend sitting next to each other in different jerseys? How much do you think that the audience, your audience, craves that kind of stuff, and how much is just sort of perfunctory box checking?
Well, maybe I'm a decent example in that I cover both teams. So there are people who embrace both sides of baseball in this town. It's a story, and our job is to tell the story. And it's not just about what's happening on the field. It's about what's happening with the fans. We have the Authentic Fan Campaign, and that is authentic. There are people who are Cubs fans and Sox fans, and who live together, and they hang out together. We always show them sitting together. So that's what it is. That's the best way to explain the Crosstown series, is to put a Sox jersey next to a Cubs jersey and show it on TV. And you talk about playing the hits. Of course we're going to show Ozzy kicking Giovanni Soto's face mask. And of course we're going to show Michael Barrett and AJ. And of course we're going to try to get to the random stuff too, like when David DeJesus collided with Gordon Beckham at second. Because people want to see that. They want to see the fireworks. Ozzy Guillen's always pumped up for Crosstown. It's something that he certainly enjoys. I know you guys know that. And we also listen to our fans, and they always say don't read the comments, but I do, because you want to hear what they're pumped up about. So when the Sox fans are excited for Crosstown and the Cubs fans want to see what's going on, and there is the buzz like there has been at Wrigley and in this town over the last couple of days, you want to represent it properly. And if that's the story to be told, then we're going to tell it.
How much did everybody at NBC Sports Chicago know about Chuck Garfine driving Eloy Jimenez to the ballpark in that segment? Like, I assume Sarah and Goff knew that it was going to happen, and Chuck probably was planning the whole thing for months, but how much did you know this was going to be a thing, and how much planning did it seem like went into it?
So I come from the world of assignment football, where you have your guy, and that's the guy you're on, and you tackle him when it's necessary. I did not know about it. I kind of joke that Sarah and Guff, Ryan McGuffey, our producer, are like the special ops unit. They work in mysterious ways sometimes in the dark, and they unveil their amazing product once it's ready to be seen by the world. So I had found out about it when we were getting ready for the show that day. and we were working on it and trying to turn the video and get it ready for TV. So it was definitely a special ops unit project. And once we found out about it, we had to move quickly to get it onto TV. I make it sound like it's so insane and difficult, but sometimes it is.
Well, I mean, with Sarah and Guff, you could do anything. I figured Chuck would spill the beans as soon as it happened. You know, I mean, like, I figured he would be calling in and let everybody know that, yeah, we booked this, it's happening. Because Chuck's a very, I mean, he loves his job.
He really does. Did you see the picture of Chuck with Aloy, and he's driving him? And it reminds me of the picture I accidentally took of Shep looking lovingly at Javi Baez from Cubs convention. And part two is absolutely Chuck looking at Aloy Jimenez. And I'm like, get you a man who looks at you the way Chuck looks at Aloy Jimenez.
You could do a whole photographic series here and put it in a really gallery good somewhere. I love it. Layla Rahimi, great stuff. Thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Happy Crosstown, guys. I'll see you later.
Me too. That is Layla Rahimi, brought to you by Arlington International Racecourse. They're off and running with live racing and entertainment at beautiful Arlington International Racecourse. Start your weekend right. Leave work early Friday for the Miller Lite Party in the Park with live music, food, and $3 drink specials. Visit arlingtonpark.com for details and VIP experiences. There's a bunch of challenges laid down here. You're making me play Jay Zawoski and Bubble Hockey for leftovers.
I'm not making you play. Good Lord, Jay. I've never seen him get up that fast.
I know.
He's very angry now. We've got a lot to do. Here's what's coming up
so there's
in the next
that,
hour of the show.
Well, and, okay.
We've got to do the bubble hockey thing. I'm making you do the bubble hockey thing. Get over it. You're doing the bubble hockey thing.
He's going to clobber me.
He's going to kill you. It's not going to be close. Chris Dickens and Mike Chan are on their way in on some train somewhere to chug beer against you.
Some train somewhere.
I don't listen.
Like
I don't know.
Transcontinental Railway?
It looks, honestly,
did you see
it
the
looks
late
like
entrant
there's a murder.
In this? Did you see Herbs?
Yeah, I saw Herbs.
What?
I've seen Herb do that before.
Well, I'm sure he could. I was just responding to what I saw from Chen.
It's terrifying. Herb's got some talent in that department, so we've got that to do. We also have a lawn that we have been asked to remove ourselves from.
Yes, we have to leave, I guess.
And I'm going to laugh at that. We've also, the MLB Pipeline has a new top 100, and I was amazed with just how high a prospect here in town has reached on that list. So we got a bunch of things to do before we get out of here. That's all coming up. It's Bernstein and McKnight live at the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern for the Crosstown Cup here on The Score.
Listen to every Cubs game here on 670 The Score.
Hitter hits a drive toward right center, deep. Back goes Almora on the track. Almora makes the running catch. Excellent play by Almora. He ran that ball down.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the Chicago Cubs, a radio.com sports station.
This is John Feinstein with the CBS Sports Minute. The first day of summer is Friday, which means the weather and pennant races are about to heat up, literally and figuratively. Except, not so much in the American League. Right now, if you were to bet that the five playoff teams will be the Yankees, Rays, Red Sox, Twins, and Astros, the odds you'd get would be pretty short. Oh, sure, the Indians and Rangers aren't that far behind the Red Sox for the second wild card, but Boston got off to an awful start and is just now building momentum. They're more likely to challenge the Yankees and Rays for the title in the East than to miss postseason. Crazy things happen in sports, witness the St. Louis Blues. But given the way the five teams have played and the way the rest of the league has played, it seems likely that the wild cards will come from the East and that the surprising Twins and not surprising Astros are locked division winners. Welcome to summer. I'm John Feinstein.
Dan Bernstein here for my friends at Aloha Restoration. A rainy, stormy start to spring. I don't have to tell you that because everything's still all spongy out there because of the record water that's fallen from the skies. Everybody you talk to has got water somewhere in the basement, in the house. Well, what you have to do if this happens to you, do what I did. You call Aloha Restoration. And it's that feeling of helplessness and fear, and they've got this. They've seen it. They can take your flooded basement from ruined to restored all the way through the process. Aloha was with me from start to finish. They restored my water damage, made my home look as good as new. And Aloha's the proud winner of the Better Business Bureau's 2018 Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. Aloha Restoration, 847-865-5664. That's 847-865-5664.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. That's 4% cash back on We Scream for ice cream.
Oh, I want strawberry.
And 4% while you're screaming at the amusement park. The Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. Now when you and the family go out, you cash in. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
Do one thing to protect the environment. It all starts with just one thing. June is World Oceans Month. It's the perfect month to take part in a local beach cleanup. Check with your parks department to see about upcoming events. Also, consider adopting a beach to help keep that beach clean all year long. If you don't live near an ocean, river cleanups are also an option, as the water will eventually find its way to one of our oceans. It all starts with one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins. Afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
A record-setting Jeopardy contestant, James Holzhauer, you've agreed to play Jeopardy against two contestants. Our executive producer, Nick Shepkowski, and Chris Kampka.
James, who are the Colts? James, who is Plaxico Burress? James, who is Cal Ripken Jr.? James, what is November 2nd, 2016? James, who is George Washington? James, who is Abe Lincoln? James, who is Lyndon Johnson? James, who is J.K. Rowling? James, who is Tom Clancy? James, who is
James, congratulations on your win in the first ever McNeil and Parkins Show Jeopardy.
Hey, thanks for putting some non-sports categories in there so I had a chance.
Yeah, no problem, man. Well, James, we appreciate you coming on and putting up with our shenanigans, and I know you've been turning down a lot of media requests, so we appreciate you choosing The Score to talk a little bit.
Okay, thank you for having me. This was fun.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
So you say you need more Cubs talk in your life. We've got you covered with a new podcast from The Score, Into the Basket, starring The Score's Julie DeCaro, Evan Altman from Cubs Insider, and Brad Robinson from WBBM.
Did you guys see the dancing bullpen catcher?
That was wonderful.
Let me ask you this, because you guys are dudes. What reason does a grown adult man have to know every single move to the video for Single Ladies?
I don't have one.
Into the Basket will have all the latest Cubs topics, and you can listen anytime you want through the radio.com app. The Score's Into the Basket, available on radio.com.
The new State Farm Drive Safe and Save app could get you a discount up to 30% for good driving. But this State Farm radio ad gets you 100% discount on this classic.
If I could drive safe and save, would higher rates pass me by?
Get a discount up to 30% with Drive Safe and Save.
Just save some tonight.
Discounts may vary. Not available in all states.
Knock some projects off your to-do list without having to do them yourself. Every day, over 8,000 homeowners turn to the Home Depot's Home Services to help install windows, heating and cooling systems, countertops, to kitchen remodels, nearly any home improvement project. Visit homedepot.com/services and go from to-do to done with licensed local pros backed by the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For license information, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
Yesterday
is the feel fantastic movie of the summer.
The music, it's incredible.
Critics declare, I believe in yesterday, and you will too. Yesterday, rated PG-13, in theaters June 28th.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here. Or here. Or here! One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One NA, member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
At Farmers Insurance, we know every windshield collision has a unique sound. Beetle. Bird poop. Drone. Seen it, covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
It's a Mother's Day tradition in Chicago, pink and powerful. Join Komen Chicago Sunday, May 12th for the 22nd annual Mother's Day Race for the Cure at Montrose Harbor. Bring a friend or a team. Register today at KomenChicago.org/race.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football. Don't miss your chance to watch Big Ten football at Ryan Field this fall as the number 17 Northwestern Wildcats host Ohio State, Iowa, and more. Season tickets on sale now at nusports.com. We're Bernstein and McKnight, and we are at the Budweiser Brick House Tavern. They have a Fruity Pebbles donut.
Yeah,
that I have not seen.
Pretty before. Good. That one's pretty good. There's the one with the jelly that you inject into the peanut butter donut so as to make your own peanut butter and jelly donut. That's getting a thumbs up from the promotion
that
theme
looks
there.
A little like a blood draw.
Does it not? Yeah, I guess. You probably eat it anyway. There's like breakfast cereals on all kinds of donuts. But more importantly, Dan, this is now the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern.
Yes.
Is now the site of an upset.
What?
One of the most historic upsets in bubble hockey history. I don't want to give anything away, but leftovers for today? You're going to want to tune in. I can't believe what I just saw.
Did Jay change goalies after the first period because he panicked?
Listen, first of all, I don't want to give away the results. I don't want to give away what happened, but this was incredible. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Small sample size, and I dominated in the Corsi game.
However, sometimes you get a hot goalie, and you can ride a hot goalie to victory.
But there
were any number of breakaway stoppages there, and my recent experience with goaltending instruction, I have seen the butterfly taught, I have watched the pro hybrid training methods, and clearly what I now understand by VH, reverse VH, the angle of the stick and understanding sight lines, being able to tell your defenders to get out of the way, my goaltender was outstanding. That's a goalie win.
Did Dan just take the fun out of upsets?
Bubble hockey, I think. As he said, he's gunning for upsets later. Bubble hockey is gone now. Lots to get to here before we get to Lawrence.
Yeah, we need to get off a lawn.
Here and hanging out. Yeah, this is some pretty incredible stuff.
It's hilarious.
I'll tweet the video in case you've missed it, but Padres third baseman Manny Machado and Bill Welke, the home plate umpire, got into it after Machado was called out on a strike three. It was 97. It was on the black, a little bit off, probably could have gone either way. Machado was incensed and got all up in Welke's face. I mean, it's an argument. I mean, it is an argument. There was contact made by Machado to Welke. Nothing like, just, you know, kind of your bump into contact kind of thing. And then what Machado did was take the bat and just, on his way off after the argument, after he's had 20, 25 seconds of argument, and just whipped the thing into the backstop. Just really gave it a good toss.
It was a bad look.
It was. It's not a good look. He's received a one-game suspension for contact with an umpire over balls and strikes.
And the contact was not obvious.
No, it was just kind of, you know, in the course of bumping and moving around. It wasn't like shoving or throwing or anything. But the MLB...
It was like Antonio Alfonseca. Remember when he ran out on the wet grass and slid into... Remember that?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't like that.
That big old belly bump.
No, it wasn't even Jorge Soler coming out after somebody in a minor league game. Or Delmon Young chucking a bat at an umpire in a minor league game. Not that. But the Major League Baseball Umpires Association says it's their lawn, and we got to get the hell off.
Read the tweet.
Manny Machado received a one-game suspension for contact with an umpire over balls and strikes and violently throwing his bat against the backstop.
All caps for violently.
Absolutely no regard to anyone's safety. Violence in the workplace.
In the workplace!
It's not tolerated.
Violence in the... They're comparing this to actual workplace violence.
And offenders are dealt with severely and even made examples for the good of its employees as well as the company itself. Is this truly what MLB wants to teach our youth?
Wait, that's not the best part. The best part is the string of hashtags and tags.
Let me read them to you. Hashtag disappointed. Hashtag lead by example. Hashtag not appreciated. Hashtag violence. Hashtag temper tantrum. Hashtag in action. Hashtag not tolerated. Hashtag make an example of. Hashtag one game suspension. Hashtag repeat offender. Hashtag nonsense. Hashtag MLB UA.
And then at MLB, at Padres, and at Buster underscore ESPN.
What umpire's dad runs this Twitter account? This is the worst. This is pure and utter nonsense. And it's got actual implications with players. Who is the? It was Alex Wood.
I've got it right here.
Earlier.
Alex
this
Wood.
Is, first off, this is pure nonsense. This is like Hawk Harrelson going after Wagner nonsense. This is like righteous indignation. This is bull from umpires.
Alex Wood of the Cincinnati Reds tweets, I don't understand how this tweet is permitted by the umpires union or MLB. There's a reason players don't take to social media on a daily basis to bash umpires or call them out. It's because it is simply not allowed. And if a guy does it, he gets fined.
You get fined.
Do you know how many there would be a whole thread, maybe a whole social medium devoted just to Angel Hernandez and simply complaints about Angel Hernandez.
C.B. Buckner would get his ass worn out. I mean, there are a couple of umpires that are just bad. We've talked about it a couple of times here, and I am convinced after having worked around baseball for, you know, a little while and talking to some people, it's no great shakes, but I was there for a bit. I think you could reduce, not maybe it's not the most pressing need in baseball, but you could reduce the pressure point between players and umpires 1,000-fold if you just made somehow, in some small way, umpires a little accountable for their performance. Not even being a jerk. Not even doing, like, if you've got, you know, confrontations back and forth and yelling, and you want, you know, A.J. Hinch is yelling at Culpa for just looking into his dugout, and then you get that
Mia.
Whole thing started. It's just nonsense. If you had strike zone accountability.
Don't look at me like that, Shane. Somebody's got to channel Terry every once in a while.
Everyone has made the Mia Culpa joke. If you just had some sort of accountability, like, this guy's, you know, called strike rate via computer, it's not good enough. You would decrease the tension between players and umpires like 1,000-fold if they just knew, if players knew in the back of their heads that this guy was going to miss a game or two, that this guy was going to get sent down, that there were, and I know there are union issues involved. I get it. It's not going to happen at the snap of fingers. But my God, it's been something sitting under baseball surface for a while. And it's pure nonsense. It's got to be dealt with better. You could get better games out of it.
I mean, the whole thing about workplace, the brushing of an umpire in an argument is being compared to somebody that shoots up an office park? Are you kidding me?
It's absolutely nonsense.
That's ridiculous. And actually, yep. An MLB has distanced themselves from this. And
It's a nonsense tweet.
Yeah, you don't do something like that as a union. I mean, it makes them look as thin-skinned as they actually are. It all it does is confirm that when they have to come out with something like
this. Who's backing the Fraternal Order of Umpires, by the way? Like, who are they? Who's their base? What are they tweeting out to? Like, no, I know who's going to have our back on this one. No one. No one's going to have your back on this. You're acting like jerks. Meanwhile, MLB Pipeline, their prospect ranking system, Jonathan Mayo runs it. Jim Callis, a big part of this, too. They've come out with their midseason top 100. Do you know who number 5 on this list is?
Number 5 overall. You know,
I can give you the 1, 2, 3, and 4 if it'll help center you just a
little
bit.
This year was a huge change because of Tatis and Vlad Jr. and Aloy coming up, Nick Senzel and some of these guys arriving in the big leagues. This is a next crop with which I'm not as familiar.
Number 1, Wander Franco. He's the shortstop prospect for the Tampa Bay Rays. Casey Mize for the Tigers has been striking out everybody, and I think he's back to healthy now or bouncing around. Mackenzie Gore with the Padres because they need another good prospect coming up. Joe Adell, who the Angels are enamored with despite an ankle injury to start the season, is 4. Number 5, Luis Robber of the Chicago White Sox. After just a handful of seasons playing in the minor leagues, he has been absolutely incredible at double. He's there with all kinds of scouting reports surrounding his defensive ability, the speed, the power, the bat to ball.
The lack of a shirt. Is he going to petition baseball to play shirtless?
If you were shaped like that,
yeah.
Would you ever wear a shirt?
Right.
The guy could do his laundry on his abs. There's no reason to wear shirts.
I remember there was a director's commentary for the movie Pitch Perfect that I was watching, and there's this scene where that one guy is working at the college radio station where the one guy shows off his abs.
Nah, I think I'm okay.
And Elizabeth Banks says something in the commentary, and she said, yeah, I wanted to keep reshooting the scene, so the guy had to keep lifting tearing up his shirt.
Yep.
And she said, it also made me think that when I was 25, I should have been wearing a bikini everywhere, every day while I could.
Why wouldn't,
right?
Come on. I mean, if you got it, flaunt it, right?
That's how,
let him know.
That's how Louis Robert thinks. He's got the chains and everything.
Elsewhere on this list is Nico Horner, the Cubs shortstop prospect at 53.
Where's Edvert?
He's apparently, Horner coming back from a wrist injury at some point. I think he had I get it. You know, I'm with him. He had the fractured wrist kind of thing. You got to scroll a lot of the way down to try and find the next Cub prospect. It's Miguel Amaya at 77. He's the catcher who's been making moves. Young prospect. He is, 20 and just a couple of weeks ago turned 20. But that's it for Cubs on this list in the new midseason top 100, according to MLB Pipeline. But Al Zille, like we talked about with Alex Cohen, who calls games for the Iowa Cubs, really impressive stuff of late. It's really kind of a bounce back kind of thing, and he's a top five arm in the organization, if not the best for sure.
Yeah, my takeaway actually, I know we didn't talk a lot, because we're right into the midway. When I asked Alex Cohen about the involvement of the front office in the minor leagues, that's a thing everywhere in baseball right now. That is the integration of organizations with the technology. He said the difference between this year and last year, now that they've got Pitch Lab available, now that they have Edgertronic, now that they've invested all this money, you have to apply it everywhere in the organization, because you never know where along the line something is going to be discovered that turns a mule into a horse or a horse into a thoroughbred.
Or click. There's no prospect really worth giving up on at this point. It's kind of cool to see the reinvigorated importance of each and every guy in the minors. It's been so long. Like you've said, everybody in the minor leagues, 99% of them, exist so that someone can pitch to your top prospect.
They're fodder.
That's it.
And most prospects fail.
Oh, absolutely. And they still will. But even now, think about it this way, too. What if you've got if you've got a Kyle Ryan somewhere in the minor leagues, that just, even if he comes up and gives you 4 months of really good work out of the bullpen before he turns back into a pumpkin, those are, 40 innings that you didn't have from other places just because you did that extra session in front of the camera, just because you had that extra former player talking with that guy about his release point, and maybe this time finding the language that the player related to best and made his change to get to the bigs.
When we come back, we need a ruling from the men behind the I'm Fat podcast, because a fast food restaurant has decided to create a special promotion regarding somebody who is going to be taken in tomorrow night's NBA draft. And this is one of these sort of yes or no creative ideas for a fast food option that is draft related. So we'll get their take on
it. If it involves quantity, I bet they're in. Lawrence Holmes is coming up as well to do transition. It's Bernstein and McKnight on the Score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on the Score.
I enjoy Cubs Sox every year. I think it's fun. It's better than normal regular season baseball.
Yeah, it is. It's more important when they're both playing more meaningful games. The White Sox, we're just celebrating relevance.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
At Farmers Insurance, we know every windshield collision has a unique sound. Beetle. Bird poop. Drone. Seen it? Covered it. Click for more.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Interest rate alert. Mortgage rates have dropped to their lowest levels in over a year. If your rate starts with a 4, call Team Hochberg now, not tomorrow, not next week. Call 855-56-DAVID now to see if Team Hochberg can help you, as they helped Dan refinance his 6% mortgage that he took out 10 years ago. Team Hochberg refinanced Dan into a 15-year fixed loan, saved him over $100 a month, and eliminated over $60,000 in mortgage payments. Team Hochberg also issued a full closing cost credit to cover all of Dan's closing costs. So let's review. Dan called Team Hochberg. He refinanced his 6% 30-year fixed loan into a 15-year fixed, lowered his payment over $100, saved over $60,000 in mortgage payments, and received a full closing cost credit. Seriously, what are you waiting for? Stop procrastinating. Call David now, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of Score listeners, but they can't help if you don't call. 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Homeside Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 1124061.
Get to Old Navy today. All tees, all shorts, and all dresses are on sale now for 50% off. That's right, get 50% off all tees, 50% off all shorts, and 50% off all dresses. Get the styles you want most right now with shorts from just $12 for adults, $8 for kids. Tees start at just $7 for adults, $6 for kids. Don't miss out. Hurry into Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 6/19 to 6/26. Excludes in-store clearance, active, licensed, men's packaged, flag styles.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
5-Hour Tea with caffeine from green tea leaves. It's delicious, energizing, and comes in three amazing flavors. With zero sugar and 4 calories, it fits your life. With its compact size and portability, it goes where you go. To the campsite, the hiking trail, the beach, without weighing you down. 5-Hour Tea. Caffeine from green tea leaves. Release your natural side from the makers of 5-Hour Energy. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com. Try peach and raspberry 5-Hour Tea today. Look for us at your local HEB grocery store.
Get to Old Navy today. All tees, all shorts, and all dresses are on sale now for 50% off. That's right, get 50% off all tees, 50% off all shorts, and 50% off all dresses. Get the styles you want most right now with shorts from just $12 for adults, $8 for kids. Tees start at just $7 for adults, $6 for kids. Don't miss out. Hurry into Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 6/19 to 6/26. Excludes in-store clearance, active, licensed, men's packaged, flag styles.
Right now, you can get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10 included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit and an 18-month lease. No trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 a month after $22.50 a month. Credit apply within 2 bills. If canceled earlier, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 6/30/20. Pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines without auto pay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
At Farmers Insurance, we know every windshield collision has a unique sound. Beetle. Bird poop. Drone. Seen it? Covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. When mortgage interest rates drop this low and home values are rising at the fastest pace in over a decade, people want options. And at the Home Loan Expert Office, that's exactly what we give you. We do conventional, jumbo, FHA, VA. We have loans with no down payment and no PMI. We also do loans where you don't have to verify any income. The 5-minute loan approval only available at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Knock some projects off your to-do list without having to do them yourself. Every day, over 8,000 homeowners turn to the Home Depot's Home Services to help install windows, heating and cooling systems, countertops, to kitchen remodels, nearly any home improvement project. Visit homedepot.com/services and go from to-do to done with licensed local pros backed by the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For license information, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
Combining home and auto with State Farm gets you great coverage for less. Combining 90s R&B with State Farm radio ads gets you this jam covered for free.
Home and auto, let's do it. Combine it. My policy, my wallet is waiting. Come on, jump on it. Home and auto.
For more coverage, visit statefarm.com.
Combine it.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
It'll be a 2-2. Kittredge deals. Swung on and drilled to deep right center. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Eddie Encarnacion's first home run as a Yankee. Una celebración for Edwin Encarnacion.
And his first walking the parrot.
as a Yankee. And Luke Voit's out there walking the parrot in the dugout. He's got his arm up. He's got to work on that. It's going to be a 90-degree angle, Luke. So you can see what's going to happen in that dugout with the parrot with the elbow.
Oh, that's terrific. It really is.
That's not a Papa calling games.
So...
I mean, that's what it sounds like to me.
Someday,
like, it's just, I expect them to just have some kind of like, it's, this table's too cold.
Una celebración for Edwin Encarnacion.
Right under the fan, we couldn't get out from under the fan.
Right.
Someday, when we have the time, please remind me to tell you my Ed Farmer Yankees radio booth story. Please remind me to tell you this.
It is terrific. Fantastic. It really is.
It is. It's terrific. Although I didn't hate the celebración for Encarnacion. We got some chicken to talk about. what do we got?
I love it. Just, it's so to people of a certain ethnic extraction. It really genuinely sounds like, you know, it's grandparents that are just, they happen to be a baseball game in front of them.
Love it.
Are we out of salt? It just. So good. All right, yes or no for the I'm Fat podcast. This is a marketing move by Popeye's Chicken, and it is available it is available only tomorrow. This is from Darren Rovell's tweet at the Canal Street store in New Orleans. I have been to that Popeye's. I've been to the actual Popeye's Canal Street in New Orleans. It is called the Wingspan Box, and it is in honor of a certain player whom they may or may not be selecting, who has a wingspan of 6 feet and 10 inches. The box is 6 feet 10 inches long. The box contains 77 boneless wings, 11 biscuits, and 11 servings of fries for $74.69.
Oh, yeah, nice. Yeah, you got to get
so,
down on
Jay,
that.
You
fellas,
you want to put in your 74 bucks, I'll put in mine, and we'll each have a meal.
Just have a contest. It sounds like a nice appetizer, actually.
Honest to God, do you think the two of you could take that down over X amount of time, right?
Well, the problem's the biscuit. 11 biscuits.
11 biscuits. That's where it gets down.
That's not enough.
Rick and I can knock out, what is it, 76 wings?
77.
Bones. See, my easy. Problem is boneless wings.
Easy. Easy, easy.
I don't do boneless wings. That's not a problem at all.
We can do that in one sitting.
Okay, 77 boneless wings, 11 biscuits, 11 servings 11. Of fries. That is the Wingspan Box.
Sounds like they're in.
All right, sounds
like
you're in.
That's a terrific deal.
Isn't it?
That's a really good deal. Like, dollar wings are, that's a good deal on its own,
yeah.
Let alone with all the biscuits, and I'm going. That's it.
He's headed
I'm
to
off
New
tomorrow.
Orleans. He's like, I want to see him on an Amtrak train headed down there.
Headed down. Real excited. Speaking of excited, Lawrence Holmes and Transition is on the way. Bernstein McKnight, 670 The Score.
Mully and Hall, Chicago's sports morning show.
Good morning, Hawk.
In my opinion, in 2020, it's got a chance to be the greatest decade of baseball in Chicago history. We're going to be a force. The Cubs are going to be a force. They're good. They're not going anywhere for a while. And it's going to be just a lot of fun to watch these two teams play.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Right now, you can get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10 included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit and an 18-month lease. No trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 a month after 22.50 a month. Credit apply within 2 bills. If canceled earlier, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 6:30. 20. Pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines without auto-pay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Landscapers have hit pay dirt at the Home Depot with pro-grade Razorback tools. Tough, durable, made to be the toughest tools on the truck. Plus, every Razorback tool is backed by a lifetime warranty to stand the test of time. So pick them up, put them to work, and put your mind at ease. Durable Razorback tools, made for pros, available at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid U.S. only.
thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Bob Costas, who is joining us from the booth in Wrigley Field.
What is your favorite memory of time spent in our fair burg?
The Sandberg game, which people still talk about. Maybe the greatest regular season game I've ever witnessed, let alone broadcast. And then all the Jordan-era moments, but it was capped by the last shot against Utah in 98, which I did the play-by-play of. So those are not just Chicago highlights. Those are on my top 10 list of my entire career.
And in that moment leading up to the Jordan shot, is it even possible to not think about the context of what you're about to call?
You're chronicling not just an NBA championship, not just a dramatic game, but the closing chapters of one of the epic careers in the history of American sports.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Oh, yeah, just this one line, right? All right, here we go. Save money on car insurance when you... Huh? Well, it's not? I thought that was the mic. This is the mic here. Okay. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Is that too close? Sorry. Well, I don't know where to stand. Nobody's told me where to stand.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
Talk with Cubs reliever Brandon Kinsler. Is there an element as a reliever who throws that kind of stuff where you can overthrow the sinker? I remember when Brandon Webb was doing his thing and Dan Heron was doing his thing, that they could get early in the game, you could kind of get to them because they were throwing hard enough that the sinker wasn't kind of like taking that bite. Is that a factor for you when you come out of the bullpen?
100%. Sometimes when you're too fresh, throw right through the sink. Sometimes when you're too tired, you have to overthrow and the ball just doesn't spin right. You can't get the right extension. There's just a happy medium there. And you just got to really know what you're feeling like that day. Sometimes you're like, well, my sinker's probably going to be spinning too much, so I'm going to go with more changeups today to at least make it look like a fastball. And hopefully it's 6 miles an hour slower.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes at his new time. Weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Kyle Hendricks, you signed a 4-year extension to stay with this team. Congratulations on that. The money looked fantastic. What is it about your career with the Cubs that made you want to stay?
Yeah, it's been everything, to be honest with you, from day one when I showed up in Chicago, starting with the fans, having the best fans in baseball, getting to go and play in Wrigley Field every single day. It's just such a special setting, atmosphere with all the tradition, and there's no place I would rather be. It's been top notch from top to bottom of this organization. They've treated me with nothing but first class and stuck with me through some struggles at the beginning of my career and really leaned on me and showed me commitment here in the end. So at the end of the day, yeah, there's nowhere else I want to be, and I'm so excited to be a Chicago Cub for these next 4 or so years.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
Thanks, Cubs!
It's an all-time call already right there.
It's a goodie.
Jason Benetti. Some of the art of the troll right there. It is time for Lawrence Holmes at the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern. There are 4 Budweisers sitting just to my right.
There are 4 Budweisers because this is what happened on Twitter last night.
Yeah.
Score producer Mike Chan put up a video of him chugging a beer. I was very impressed, and I called him Score Chugging Champion. Now, we all know that it's probably Herb who's the champion of this.
Yes.
Herb put up a diss track on Twitter this morning that showed him just absolutely destroying a beer in record time. The funny part, and where all of this comes into play for you, the Score listener, is that Dan Bernstein threw his name into the hat last night.
Because he declared himself score champ.
No.
I declared him score champ.
He didn't declare. You be quiet. Because you were over here. You were over here talking about how you used to chug beers in 1989.
He used to could.
To which I said, That was 30 years ago.
I even tagged the vanquished Bobby Hurley, who was the one that lost out at Delta Tau Delta that night.
So to me, you're like the character Blue from Old School.
Yes. Ring the bell, you pansy.
You're out here trying to roll with the youngsters, but you have a lot of faith in your chugging experience, right?
I've seen it all. There's nothing that can happen for which I would be unprepared.
A couple of other questions before we get started on this. When was the last time you chugged a beer?
Oh God,
that's not a great answer.
a minimum of 10 years ago.
Okay, so 10 years for you. So Christopher Dickens, who was in the Twitter conversation, another one of our producers, he was like, "Hey, I want some of this." Now, no one wants any of her. Like, that's what we
have.
No,
in general,
are we in agreement? Except for Shane. Shane is the only one who's like, "Well, I beat him," but he clearly lost. Now, look, let me give you.
Shane is seething.
Yes, he is.
Very angry.
Now, let me just say that some of this has some history.
And Rome is burning.
John the Rock Mamola. And Herbie actually were gonna do a milk chugging contest.
Well, that could kill you.
Back in it was and like we had to put down stuff in the studio.
I was there that night. That was horrible.
It was really awful, really really awful. And Connor, you know, Connor has the hurt wrist.
That's true.
You say it's herpes.
I do. Well, I do. I drink left-handed, so this is gonna be more difficult.
So and he said that maybe we should shotgun it. And I said
shotgun
well,
tip off.
I didn't want to do that with you being at a disadvantage.
I actually taught myself how to shotgun one-handed while in Phoenix a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, so not a disadvantage at all. So
it was a bachelor party. So
you learn some things. And I have no hopes of staying in this beer chugging competition. I'm going to be the Aaron Rodgers to every other quarterback in the NFL. I just saw it as an opportunity to take down a beer before 1 o'clock.
I think that your chances are probably better than you think. I just want to see how Dan is going to do. Because it's one, if you're bragging about a beer chug that you did 30 years ago and you haven't chugged one in 10 years.
It comes back to you.
It's like riding a bike.
On the first one?
We'll see.
All right. So Dan was very uncomfortable with chugging on the air. Therefore, I'm going to do the play-by-play of the chugging so that Dan is not technically on the air when he does it. So go ahead. So we're here at the Budweiser Brick House, and we got four Bud Diesels. Then that's what these guys are going to chug. And is this going to be on the leftovers?
Matt Bowen special.
So our four participants are Dan Bernstein, he of the 30-year-old victory against Bobby Hurley, Mike Chen, who I'm sorry I did this to you, Mike, by proclaiming you Score Chug champion. Christopher Dickens, one of our great, great producers, and has spent a lot of time in the food service industry, which leads me to believe that he would go out and drink quite a bit after his shifts were over, and Connor McKnight, resident drunk. So we've got did I just slander Connor? I don't think I did. So, all right, you guys are ready. Cheers and go is that what we have all decided? We want to make sure this is fair for everyone. All right, cheers and go is what we're doing. The guys are lined up in front of me. They are ready to rock and roll. And here we go. All guys are going hard. Christopher Dickens with a lot of spilt beer. Oh, and the old man does it! The old man does it! Oh my goodness! Champion, he's dead inside, but Dan Bernstein won the chug contest. That is fantastic. And can we just say that Connor very much is like Aaron Rodgers, where he's got a quarter of a beer left in him and he has got to finish that up. Wow. That we are gonna shake hands everyone. So Dan is rightfully in place to take on Herb Lawrence now for the championship.
Wow.
Or Shane Reardon, who Shane keeps saying that he is. Your championship is in dispute, sir.
Running back.
No one believes you. That's the problem.
You need more people.
He beat Herb once. There was two chugs. He beat Herb once, but he got disqualified in the second. But
this is what I'm saying. He is in dispute. So, wow, Dan Bernstein coming through like a champion in the chugging department. All right, so let's
post-game interview?
Yeah, let's do a post-game interview with Dan on this one. We go down to the field with Connor McKnight.
Thanks, Lawrence. Here with Dan Bernstein, undisputed Chug champion of 670 The Score today. Dan, it's disputed. A Budweiser Diesel, a tough beer to take down in quantity. But Chris Dickens, Mike Chen, and myself, no match for you. How'd you feel about heading back to the Chug competition after 30 years on the bench?
Oh, man, you know, really, it just really hasn't sunk in yet. You know, it's kind of hard to really think about it. It's pretty crazy to think about something like this. But, you know, I want to thank Satan, my Lord and Savior, because without him, I'm really nothing. And my family and my kids. And I've been doing a lot with the analytics and cameras, and I learned so much from the coaches and my spin rate and my chug rate and just making sure to optimize everything. But yeah, it's all kind of a blur.
Fascinating. Thoughts on retaining the title?
I can't even think about that right now. I gotta take some time to enjoy it and, you know, let it sink in a little bit. And there will be time for that probably down the road, but I don't know, man. It's all kind of wild.
Rumor has it you've got free agency coming up. Any thoughts on where your next Chug title could take place if the offer's right?
Well, somebody's got to cut a big check because, you know, the only way to procure talent is paying for it. And, you know, I'm gonna sit down with my people. I'm gonna make the best decision for my family, but yeah, we're going to go get it.
Dan, congratulations. Lawrence, back up to you in the studio.
Connor, thank you very much for that.